Welcome to the Digital Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Noah Creedy. And today, we're going to be talking about how technology and AI has impacted sports, particularly soccer. And the guest I have today is an absolute expert in this. Do you mind stating your name and spelling it out, please?
Daniel Franco. D-A-N-I-E-L-F-R-A-N-C-O.
And Daniel, I know you like to go as Franco, right? Is that how I'm going to refer to you today?
That would be perfect with me.
Okay, perfect. So my first question for you is just take me through your playing career. How'd you start playing soccer? Some of your achievements, opportunities you received, just some insights as how you were as a player.
Yeah, so I fell in love with soccer when I was young, like very young. I remember watching it with my dad and my grandfather all the time. I started playing until I was about 4 years old, and then I just played house league up until I was about 13, and then I decided to quit for a few years because I just didn't want to play. And then come high school, I started playing again. And I only played for about 3 years during high school, and my biggest achievement there was playing for OPDL. I played for Rush Canada. I played for the OPDL team for half a season. And yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned from my research, you kind of called it a career because you had a knee injury, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I struggled with my knee injury a lot. Like, it should have... I don't know how my career lasted long, but it should have.
Okay. So when you played, was technology used in like the games, you know, your training, workouts, and like how did it impact you as a player and your development?
The most technology we ever used was just like films, like stuff that happened, like the coaches showing us what they want us to learn. And that was really it. We never had any advanced technologies that some teams are using today.
And are you against the use of AI and technology in soccer, or are you for it?
I'm like in the middle. I don't mind it. Like, for example, like VAR, I don't fully hate it, but I just feel like it's too precise. Like, it shouldn't have someone called offside by the tip of their fingers. I feel like that's just unrealistic.
And why do you think players, like young players, like players that are maybe younger than us, are like being so successful at a young age? Like, do you think it's because they have more resources to technology, or is it just God-given talent?
I think it's God-given talent. If you watch these players in their youth and you watch how their footwork is and everything, like, it's different from a lot of other players. And then especially a player like Lamine Yamal, I remember I watched his debut for Barcelona. When he came off the bench, you could see there was talent there. And then seeing him then to now, you can see he's put in the work and he's worked hard.
So what I'm getting from this is you're more of like a traditional coach. You don't really like the AI. So I know you coached a little bit. Did you use it just basically off like human knowledge, or did you use any technology?
Yeah, when I coached, it was straight off of knowledge. It was 7v7 fields, so I made up my formation, I made up my tactics. They worked to my favor. Well, when they worked, but yeah, everything I knew was purely off knowledge.
And why do you think technology is becoming bigger in sports? You just think in general technology is improving, or is it like, why is it big in sports?
I just feel like it's the modern day. Everything's going to be filled with technology now, which it sucks because it's ruining most sports. But yeah.
And so, yeah, that's my question. Do you think there will ever be a team completely ran by AI and technology? Will there ever be a robot Pep Guardiola? Will there ever be, you know, an AI, you know, team that, you know, just stuff like that? Do you think that there will ever be a team that is purely ran off AI?
That's a great question. I feel like eventually there will be, but I'd love to see how that would go because I personally don't think it will go well.
You got to protect the beautiful game, right?
Yes, sir.
Any other information you may have on the topic?
I think we're good for today.
Great. And that's it, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Digital Athlete. Once again, this is Noah Creedy. Big shout out to Daniel Franco for joining us today. And yeah, we'll be sure to see you soon.